This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue efforts were winding down in Turkey on Sunday with the hope of finding more survivors from the deadly earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria running out. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Applause and cheers for international rescue teams as Turkey ended most search and rescue operations on Sunday. Almost 2 weeks after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake devastated the country's southeast and neighboring Syria. Residents of hard-hit Hatay in southern Turkey watched as excavators worked to remove the rubble of destroyed buildings. As hopes of finding any more survivors faded, families prayed for the recovery of bodies to mourn.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Ukraine's military is inflicting, quote, extraordinarily significant losses on Russian forces in the eastern Donbas region, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday. He said the situation is very complicated and we are fighting, we are breaking down the invaders and inflicting extraordinarily significant losses on Russia, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Zelensky referred to several towns in Donbas where fighting has been focused for months, saying the more losses Russia suffers there, quote, the faster we will be able to end this war with Ukraine's victory. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday as the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un warned U.S. forces to halt military drills, saying the reclusive nuclear state could turn the Pacific into a quote-unquote firing range. The launches come just 2 days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast. This is VOA News. More than 130 armed groups are operating and creating havoc in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN Refugee Agency calls this one of Africa's most complex and longstanding humanitarian crises. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
As security worsens in the DRC, it says many more refugees will flee across borders into neighboring countries. This, says UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato, will add to the burden on impoverished host communities and their ability to care for the needs of both their people and their refugee populations. The UNHCR reports attacks by armed groups in eastern DRC last year spurred some 98,000 refugees to flee to Uganda, which now hosts nearly 500,000 Congolese. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tunisian President Kais Saied has accused Europe's top trade union official of interfering with the North African country's quote-unquote internal affairs and ordered her to leave the country within 24 hours. Esther Lynch, the General Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, was in Tunisia over the weekend in solidarity with the country's influential General Labor Union, whose leaders have been arrested and harassed in a crackdown on those opposed to the increasingly authoritarian president. Lynch addressed protesters on Saturday. The Tunisian presidency said in a tweet that her, quote, statements made during the demonstration interfered with Tunisian internal affairs. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, the longest-lived American president, has entered home hospice care in Plains, Georgia, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Carter Center says after a series of short hospital stays, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The 39th president has the full support of his medical team and family. Jimmy Carter was a little-known Georgia governor when he began his bid for the presidency ahead of the 1976 election. He went on to defeat then-President Gerald Ford, capitalizing as a Washington outsider in the wake of the Vietnam War and Watergate. Carter served a single tumultuous term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. I'm Julie Walker.
As New Zealand starts its long road to recovery following the devastation from a cyclone, the number of people still not reachable has fallen as communications in hard-hit areas improve, the country's police commissioner said on Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey.